Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sara Malka Basar of Yitzhak. We are in Masechta Shabbos. We're in the third parak Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, Maisesh also answered Tveria, Behevilu Silon Shaltonin Letochama Shalchamin. The Mishnah tells us that it once happened that the people of Tveria, who were near the hot springs, they took a pipe for cold water and they put it into the hot spring water before Shabbos so that what? So that the cold water would go into the pipe, that would be in the pipe would be heated by the hot water from the hot springs on Shabbos. And so the bottom line is that what happened? Amr lem chachamim, the chachamim came along and said, well, if the water is heated or kept hot over Shabbos, it's like water that was heated on Shabbos. And asurim berchitzo b'shesia, it's going to be forbidden because of bishul. You can't wash with it. You can't drink from it. And you not only that, if you did the melacha bishul on Shabbos midah rabbanan, it's usher to use the item until after Shabbos is usher. Now, even though the water was being on Shabbos automatically, and so the actual maisa, the action of cooking, was not being done, right? The chachamim said it was usher to go ahead and use the water since it was a violation of hatmana of insulating. Right, b'yom tov. If this was done on yontif, so kechamin shulchmu b'yom tov, then it would be like water that was heated up on yontif. Asurim berchitzo mutarim b'shesia. It would be usher to bathe in because you have no heter to bathe, to heat water for the purposes of bathing. Mutarim b'shesia, and you would be allowed to go ahead and drink the water in that situation because of a situation of ochel nefesh. And for any physical need that is shava l'chol nefesh, that's shared by most people. And so therefore, you can heat the water for drinking, and for panav yada viragla, for washing one's hands, feet, and face. But washing the entire body with hot water every day is not a need by most people. And so therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to go ahead and use that water in that way. Muyar garof, if you have a special muyar. A muyar is a vessel that is a large bowl that's surrounded by a very narrow bowl that has coals in it. And if you hagaruf, if you get rid of the coals before Shabbos, so shosnei mena b'Shabbos, you can drink the hot water that was left in it on Shabbos. Once the coals were removed, the muyar is not going to be hot enough to eat. They add heat to the water. All it's going to do is maintain the heat. And so in that situation, since it doesn't increase the heat, you can keep water in it on Shabbos and drink from it. Obviously, if the coals were not taken away, you wouldn't leave the water in it because of the concern, Shema Yechata B'Kecholim, right? Antichi, on the other hand, if you have an antichi, which is a copper receptacle, which has a double bottom, and in between the two bottoms, you put in coals. So Afal Pisha Grufa, even though it was emptied of the coals before Shabbos, in Chosen Haymena, you can't drink hot water that was kept in it on Shabbos, since the heat's trapped between the two bottoms. It doesn't escape, even when you get rid of the coals. And so, therefore, the antichi stays very hot. So leaving water inside of it is similar to leaving hot food in insulating materials. And so, therefore, that's going to be a problem on Shabbos. What happens if you have a primary vessel, a kli rishon, we call it, a kettle, and it had hot water, and you take it off the fire. So now it's known as a kli rishon, shehusar min ha'esh. It's a primary vessel that was taken off the fire. So yitain l'socho tzonim b'shvil sheyechamu. You can't put a small amount of hot cold water into the hot water in order to have the cold water that you put in heated up by the hot water. But you can put this huge amount of cold water, which is not going to cook. It's going to just diffuse the heat to the point where it's going to make everything warm, or perhaps even chill it down totally. Olutoch hakos, or you can put even a cold amount of cold water into a cup of hot water, where the hot water was poured from the kettle, because that cup's already a klisheni, kidei lafshirim, in order to take the heat out of it, and the water is really going to be warmed, it's not going to get cooked. Ha'elvas v'akderish ha'avirim yirotchim, if you have a kli rishon, like a pan or a pot that was taken off from the fire, but the item in the pot is still hot enough that it's called yatzot lettuce, the hand would recoil if it came in contact with them. Lo yitein letocham tavlin, you can't put spices inside that pot. You can add spices that into a bowl or a serving bowl in that situation. Rabbi Huda says, Lakol who knows saying you can add spices to any hot food. Chutz midavar sheyesh bo chometz utzir, except for food that has vinegar or fish brine, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, spices don't cook easily. And so even though they were added into something that was primary after it was taken off the fire, since it's also to add spices to the food that contains vinegar or fish, since those things are considered davar charif, they're sharp, that can cause even spices to become cooked, it's only those things that would be a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.